Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. A funny man once said, folks who don't know why America is the land of promise should be here during an election campaign. Last Friday was the final day for candidates to submit their filing papers for the upcoming June primary election, which includes the presidential primaries, U.S. Senate, an open congressional seat, state assembly, three county supervisorial seats, the Republican, Green, Democratic, and the Peace and Justice Central Committees, and sets the stage for the general election for November 2012. And so, another political season begins. Running for office is time-consuming, expensive, and requires a tremendous personal commitment. It requires learning the minutiae of local issues, platform development and solutions, fundraising, door-to-door campaigning, and learning about media exposure, sometimes at the candidate's own expense. We, the voters, often judge candidates by slogans, name recognition, and public image. But to perform our civic duty, we must also be informed. Look at the candidates' backgrounds, the values, their experience, and determine how prepared a candidate is for the job. We observe the candidates' campaigns for several reasons. The manner in which they manage their campaigns will give voters an indication of how they will fill the seat that they are seeking. Do they appear before different groups, and even those groups with whom they may disagree with the candidate's views on different issues? And finally, do they stand on their principles and records and try to keep their campaigns focused on the issues? To all of these candidates, thank you. Thank you for your willingness to place yourself, beliefs, and ideas before the public, and your candidacy ensures that voters will have a choice. Campaigning and holding office demands tremendous personal sacrifices, more than many people can fully appreciate. For not only must the candidates take care of their day-to-day business, but they must attend a plethora of meetings during the day and evenings and events, and request to speak at special functions and ceremonies. The media plays an important role because reporters should be able to look past a candidate's image and help to present the candidates and issues in details. More recently, use of social networking such as Facebook, blogs, and push polls are being incorporated as ways to get information and to influence the issues and candidates, and it also means that candidates are increasingly accessible to the average voter. For me, I will be looking for the candidate who will be able to put the campaign behind them and to be able to work closely with a wide array of people in order to develop the common ground and compromises necessary for the greater good. Dwight Eisenhower once said, "People talk about the middle of the road as though it were unacceptable." Actually, all human problems, excepting morals, come into the gray areas. Things are not all black and white. There have to be compromises. The middle of the road is all of the usable surface. The extremes, right and left, are in the gutters. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.